like Magoo. I'm turning into Magoo.
Don't know for certain if it's urine, do you?
That's how much people are thinking about you. They're not putting that much thought to you.
I have to remind myself of that sometimes. I'll just sit there. I'm like, nobody's thinking about you right now.
Nobody. Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. I look around the table. I see Walt Flanagan.
Yo.
And I see BQ.
Yeah. Hello.
All right. We're all here.
We're here.
We're all here. How's it going, Q? How you been?
You know, it's been one thing after another lately, but
seems that way. Yeah,
it's been a little. Nothing I can really talk about too much because it's, you know, all kind of like personal stuff, but also like it's normal life stuff, so not too bad. But yeah, it's been a little bit of a fucking crazy week for me.
Huh.
Some family health stuff and work stuff.
Family health stuff.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Everybody's getting older. Me.
Yeah.
My brothers, my parents. Or, you know.
Do you find any? That you're facing any new health things? As you get older?
I mean, I think it's all within normal. Like, my eyesight's now. I might start walking into walls.
Dude, me too. I was just trying to read something earlier today, and I was like, it's getting worse.
Yeah, it's getting bad. It's like Magoo. I'm turning into Magoo. I can't see shit anymore. It's crazy. Yeah.
But you can see far away okay, right?
Yeah, I could still see fine enough. Like, I'm exaggerating. It's fine. Like, I could, but it's just weird. My whole life, like, I was able to just read this without glasses.
Right.
So it's fine.
That's the Walt Flanagan font.
Yeah, yeah.
And it makes it nice. makes it nice and big for you.
What is that size 12, 12, 13 font?
Yeah. That's how you compensate.
Right.
Yeah. Everything has to be in fucking super fat ass letters.
Yeah. Yeah. I always like a fat ass, so let's do it with letters.
Let's see what I got here. Well, Walt, you said you saw Joker.
So did Q.
Oh, I saw it.
You did see it?
I went because Walt said he liked it.
Yeah, I did not. I did not get to see it yet. I didn't have a chance. But what did you think? Did you like it?
I mean, I think I liked it exactly the same as I liked the first one, which is like I'm like, it's not. It's like the first one. It's not something I'm going to rush to go see again.
Yeah, it felt like an absolute complete connected. Two movies.
Yeah, I don't know why people would like the first one and not like the second one. It made no sense.
But apparently, there's a lot of people who hate the second one and who love the first one.
I don't get it.
Or haven't seen the second one and just say they hate it.
Oh, no. I think there's a lot of people. Well, they heard, I guess, what happens. And I'm not sure what happened or didn't happen to send people into a tizzy about feeling betrayed by the film's choices.
You think just because it was a musical?
No, I feel like the fact that Joker didn't kill anybody was upsetting to people, and he didn't like take down some people who deserved to die. That's how I got it, and he kind of copped that he kind of pushed out at the end, I guess, and admitted he was Arthur Fleck and he didn't have a personality disorder. I think that was just like when Harley was betrayed.
Yeah,
in the movie.
Yeah.
I think some members of the audience felt betrayed as well, which is
nuts because she's crazy. She's crazy. I liked her take on Harley.
I thought it was very well done. I was completely entertained the entire time. There could have been 10 more musical numbers, and I would have been fucking happy and sat there clapping. I thought they were brilliant. I thought they were very artistic. I don't see what other people saw that upset them so much.
Yeah, I don't either. I thought it was a little long. Like towards the end, I was like, "All right, guys, let's maybe cut a song or two and get moving." But I'm with you. It felt like just a continuation of the first movie,
a seamless continuation of the previous movie. So
I liked it. Like I was enjoying it.
Like it.
Yeah,
I loved
the Harvey Dent thing.
Yes,
I thought that was so fucking what a slick way to do that. Like get him into. There's like a little nod to Two-Face in it that I liked a lot, yeah.
There were moments that I just could not help but be breathless at the performance by the Joker character actor.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
And I know people rave about that first performance, but this one really made me take notice because he was doing so much more dancing.
Right.
The thought and acting chops that went into when he's Arthur Fleck, he moves differently. He moves almost like if you've been around people that aren't all there, they have a certain way they move their body. It's kind of herky-jerky. It's kind of stiff. It's kind of just different than a sane person moves. When he was the Joker in dancing, he moved like an athlete.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
He stood confident. He looked like a totally different human being.
Right.
And that is stunning to think that possibly he had that kind of thought process and when he sits down and becomes this character.
Yeah.
The way he moves like a trained athlete.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's apparent in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Like with confidence.
Right, and he dances like well and stuff.
Yeah, it's like mesmerizing it, but when he's Arthur Fleck, he moves like he's helpless.
Well, it also helps that like when he's Arthur Fleck, like they really accentuate his physical frailty a lot. Like they show his bones.
They did on the first one too.
Yeah, it's a lot more of that. And then when he's Joker, he's just like in total command of the red suit and all that shit.
Yeah, he moves like the mask. Remember the mask?
Yeah, like the Cuban Pete dance thing he was doing. Yeah.
And it was something to behold. I was mesmerized when he became a Joker. I was just like, this looks like a total, looks like it could be a different actor doing this. The way he's moving, like they have a dance double, like the tap dancing, that was him.
Yeah, that was him. That was cool. That was the one sequence that where they were on that stage with the lights that I was like, if anything could have went to shorten this up, that could have went.
Are we talking about where it went, like You Don't Know What It's Like, that number?
The one where it's the Sonny and Cher number.
That, I love that. You didn't like that?
I'm just looking at things that could have went.
I grew up with Sonny and Cher. I think that hurts your appreciation.
Yeah,
for that
I mean, I got what they were going for, but I just started feeling the movie so long. Whereas the scene where the music where she was playing piano, I was like, that's fucking awesome. So I don't know. So we like the same things, just different versions.
But when the Sonny and Cher moment came on, I literally turned to my daughter and was like, you don't know who Sonny and Cher is, but this is freaking awesome.
People are like, shh.
I saw my daughter and she didn't like it. And she said something interesting. She goes, I'm surprised you liked it. Because she asked me if I liked it. And I was like, I did like it. She goes, because I don't think it was made for the people who like comics, she goes. And I go, what makes you say that? She goes, I think the demographics of the ages of the guy, because it's going to be male dominant, she thought, are going to appreciate that type of movie. And I was like, yeah, I don't know, maybe you're right, but yeah, but
she needs a job at Warner Brothers. Telling them what not to do.
And she said, because she thought that I would be turned off by all the musical numbers. And she goes, I didn't know you like Broadway so much. I was like, I love the theater.
I was going to say, like, she grew up in that house. She knows how often you went. I had read somewhere there were 17 musical numbers in it. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, but they're not all full numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes they'll just sing a line.
I'm telling you, man, you will not be – I don't know because you're not a comic book fan, so I don't know if you'll appreciate it. But I don't think you'll ever go like, this is boring. I think you'll appreciate the artistic people that put on like these – MGM old school Hollywood like dance sequences like that are throwback to 1940s Hollywood where like they're dancing on the rooftop.
Yeah, or even when he's watching the TV in the rec room and he sings that song and it's one shot. He's just looking at TV and he just starts, I forget the name, and he just weaves through all the inmates just singing and then look through the guards and then he just comes back and ends back looking at the TV and it snaps back to reality. Like it was a
pretty
cool.
Can we talk about spoilers? Should we just say spoilers then? Because there's certain things I want to get your opinion on.
I think so.
I don't know how you feel because there was a moment where, Harley and him meet or Lee is her name, but basically it was Harley. They meet in an insane asylum.
Well, same last name, right? Quinzel was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, she's infatuated with him because she's seen him on TV and everything. And he of course is attracted to her. And she is let out of the insane asylum or checks herself out, and she shows up in his cell, and they have sex.
Yeah.
Did you think that really happened, I thought that was a fantasy?
No, I thought that happened.
How that in the real world that would never happen though.
Well, she said she goes. He wakes up in the cell and she's there and. And he goes, are you really here? And she goes, Yeah, and then she goes, she said something about like one of the guards, and she goes, "I would do anything for you." And in my head, it was like, "Oh well, she just fucking blew a guard."
Really?
Yeah, just but then she started kissing Joaquin Phoenix, and I was like,
"Maybe not.
Maybe you shouldn't be kissing that guy right
but
now."
But do you think there was too much things for you to assume in this movie? Because there's, we'll get to the end where there's, but where I had a big problem with the end. But the assumption that she used her sexual wares to get into that cell, that was not to me. I did not pick up on that.
Oh, that's all I thought. When she said, I would do anything for you, I was like, oh, that my first thing was like, she fucked a guard to get in.
Wow. Okay.
Because she said a line about it that when connected to the two, like, I know one of the guards, something like that. But it was funny that she turns out to be a fucking liar. That made me laugh. Yeah. Oh, dude, there's a fucking reveal. What a fucking crazy broad she is. You're just like, oh, boy. One of those. All right, here we go.
And
the type of girl that hits you with a door, you know what I'm saying?
But one of the things that I know the internet was aflame about was the implied gang rape of Arthur Fleck.
I don't like that.
I did not get that. That's what happened. I assume they just beat him up. Why does everybody make the fucking massive leap?
Because after they throw him to the ground, Brendan Gleeson goes get his underwear off, and it was like whoa, and I was like, well, what the fuck?
Sounds like a hit.
In a movie, though, why are they unwilling to just let you know what happened? Now, why is this ambiguity or this?
I don't know. I wish that was one thing.
Not that I want to see that. I saw Vulgar. That was enough.
I thought it was implied that they raped the guy so much so that, like, I didn't like it. Like, to me, I have a problem.
That really pissed people off because the Joker went out like a –
Like a
wuss, I guess.
Oh, I just find – that wasn't it for me. To me, it was just more a matter of like – I just find like sexual assault and rape so upsetting. You know what I mean? That like I can't – in a way that I could watch somebody hack another person to death in a movie and be like – but there's something about like rape and stuff like that bothers me.
But the thing that makes me think it wasn't – that didn't happen was because when they drag him back to a cell, his underwear is back on. They wouldn't put his underwear back on.
Well, they put his clothes back on. Remember, they had his shirt off and everything, and he was wearing his suit jacket when they dragged him into the cell.
Okay.
So anyway, so I was bothered about that. That was like something I don't really like. And then when I went on Wikipedia to see what the plot breakdown said, and the plot breakdown just said that he got beaten savagely, that he didn't get raped.
Yeah. When Rupp told me that's what pissed people off so much, I was like, I don't think he got raped.
But yeah.
You're saying he did.
I'm going to go
But when you watched it initially, you thought that's what happened.
I was worried he got raped. I was like, why would they go there? Why would they do that? Like, I just don't like it.
You've seen Oz, right? That's all that happens in jail.
Yeah. No, I know, but it doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't mean like – the same thing with like – you know, it would be different if like Freddy Krueger, if like you saw Amanda Krueger get locked in and then like all the madmen like start – I don't know. It's just like – I don't know. I just don't like it.
If that's what happened, though, I think the filmmaker has to sell it a little bit more. Like that's definitely what happened. And more so than ever at the very end, which I know pissed people off too, which I – like if you don't want to hear the end.
Yeah.
But another inmate kills the Joker, Arthur Fleck, at the very end of the movie. And I did not pick up. I did not see because it was so soft in the background that he had carved a smile into his face. The guy who killed the murder.
I caught that.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I caught that.
Why on earth would you choose to not do a close up of that to fucking hammer home what just happened?
I don't know.
Left the theater not realizing that was the implications. That okay, he was never going to be the real Joker is now this guy, and that's the Joker that's going to fight Batman.
But he's not going to fight Batman, right? The new guy,
the murderer.
I don't know, but isn't Batman still like 9 in this continuity?
Well, that's a very young Joker now. That's got to be 20 years his junior of Arthur Fleck.
Yeah, I guess like some people are saying like that's a backdoor origin for Heath Ledger's Joker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the way he cuts his face is the same scars that... that Ledger has.
I don't know why they allow the audience to just come to these conclusions on their own.
Well, did you hear the story about that? That was supposed to be the ending of the first one. And Nolan blocked it.
Why?
Because he didn't want it to be connected.
He didn't want that movie connected to his movies?
Yeah, he didn't want to do it. And
he has that kind of juice, though?
He used to. He doesn't now, and that's why he was able to put that ending in this movie.
And why do you think he didn't want anything connected to this movie? He didn't realize it was going to be a fucking monster hit, did he?
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
Little cattiness, huh?
I mean, it made more money than his movie, so maybe. Yeah. And like, it's funny because Todd Phillips is like, I guess now, like, well, fuck you. Now it is happening at the end of this movie. So,
do you think that they should have chosen to have a clear, in focus fucking moment of what just happened?
I noticed it. I noticed it in the background, so I didn't have the feeling that I was missing out on something.
I it took me 2 days before reading an article with the director before I realized, like, oh fuck, that's what happened.
I will say this: I saw it with some non comic book people. And they loved that. That was a twist they fucking loved. They were like, oh, so it's the real – whereas me, I was just like, well, all right. I get it. It's a little gimmicky, but whatever.
Do you think I might be showing signs of like slowing down that I didn't pick up on these things?
No.
Why are you nodding, get them?
Nah, it was like, way out of focus. Like I couldn't blame you.
I used to be able to get around on everybody's fastball. Now I can't. like a little bit of blurriness in a movie, and I'm like, what just happened?
Give me my glasses, Alicia.
Who am
what'd
I?
You say? What did Joker say?
Yeah.
Shh. Yeah. My horn.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, again, it was one – it was – you know, I get – the people that I was with really liked it.
I really liked it.
That twist, though, at the end that he created the Joker. You know, it's one of those things that I – but for me, it's like – and I was talking to my buddy Nick, and he does not like these movies, and he's a comic book guy. And my thing was like, it's just Elseworlds to me, man. You know what I mean? Like, I could really almost accept anything because it's just Elseworlds stories. And his point was, and I thought it was an interesting point, like, well, Elseworlds is for comic book fans. It's for those of us who know what the right thing is. That's why it's funny to show you the alternate paths. He's like, when they start presenting Elseworlds as the story, he goes, that's when you start fucking everything up because people don't understand. And then you get all these different watered down opinions into it. He's like, so, which I thought was an interesting point, but he also thought about it way more than I did. I was just like, oh, I was all right, you know.
You know? How about that opening animation? It was so cool. A throwback to old 1940s Warner Brothers.
That
cartoons.
Was cool. I like that. Yeah. I wish they had done a little bit more in the style of the Bugs Bunny cartoons, you know? But I thought it was great that they did it. Yeah.
Even the way that animation looked, the way that that character moved, had that old-fashioned kind
the
of movement.
Repeated, like, over and over again type thing. The car going around the corner and bending as it went around the corner.
The art direction in this movie is phenomenal. It's, like, it should be applauded. I'm shocked that it's going to go down as one of the, like, biggest box office failures
in
history.
I don't know why if you didn't like the first one, you didn't like the second one. But you know.
Well, it seemed like people were predisposed to not liking it. They heard reviews. They heard it was a musical. And they were like, fuck this. It's a betrayal of the fans and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't understand that mentality.
Just give it a shot. Just give it a shot and see if you like it or
betrayed.
Not.
I mean, did you see fucking the Disney Star Wars? That's fucking betrayal.
I didn't even bother watching it. No.
Yeah, there's like four other versions of the Joker you could watch at any second. There's only one Star Wars series.
Yeah. Woo! But yeah, it has been getting trounced.
And it sure has.
It's been anemic box office.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
yeah, they said it was like one of the biggest drop-offs.
Yeah, I think Terrifier 3 like almost topped it this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought, like, when you heard that Lady Gaga is going to be Harley Quinn, you're like, it's going to be a monster hit.
Yeah. So it was not her fault, that's for sure. I thought she did a fantastic job.
See, I had when I saw that she was Harley Quinn, I thought that they were just, like, sort of stunt casting because I'm like, Margot Robbie is like, she is Harley Quinn, right?
Yeah, it was a different take on it.
It was a different take.
Yeah. She could not do that. I don't think Margot Robbie could have did that version of Harley Quinn.
No.
Did she sing a lot?
I don't know if she sings a lot, but you just needed someone greasy. You needed someone who looked
mentally ill.
Yeah. Margot Robbie's just too
hot. She's too pretty.
To yeah.
Like, I'll deal with that kind of crazy. I have Q. I know that you like to dispense advice.
Oh, it's my favorite thing. I can fix everybody else's problems.
This is a problem that maybe you can fix.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Let me. It's sent in by an aunt. How do I not allow other people to affect my own mental health? Essentially, how do I be okay without giving a fuck? For a bit of context, my friend, someone I considered my best friend, is having relations with a person that makes numerous people uncomfortable, and no matter how many people tell her, she won't listen. She even said to me, let me make my own mistakes. Anything helps.
Wait, I got... Hold on. Just could you give me one more time? I'm sorry.
Sure. How does she not allow other people to affect her own mental health?
No, from the beginning, because I missed something at the beginning that put it... Get him started playing something on TV and I got this.
Okay. I'm looking for some advice. How do I not allow other people to affect my own mental health? Essentially, how do I be okay with not giving a fuck?
Oh, I see.
For a bit of context, my friend, someone I consider my best friend, is having relations with a person that makes numerous people uncomfortable, and no matter how many people tell her, she won't listen. She even said to me, let me make my own mistakes.
Yeah.
So I guess she's buddies with somebody who's banging somebody else that nobody likes. Mm-hmm. How does she...
The art of not giving a fuck.
Yes.
This is a young...
The whole book about it.
Is there an age here?
Really?
I'm not sure the age. I would say 20s, I believe.
There's no way for her to win this battle until she's older. There's nobody... Everybody cares what other people think about them. Like, there's not a person on the planet that doesn't give a shit. So...
I think the phrase, I don't give a fuck, is the most empty, hollow... Three word. I don't give a fuck. Four words ever uttered.
Yeah,
everybody.
It's usually somebody gives a fuck.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. But you know,
well, it's condition specific. I think like there might be some things where you're like, I don't give a fuck. Just let's get over this and move on. You know.
But so that's the advice. Just keep on not giving a fuck, or try to not give a fuck.
I mean, I'm 48, and it's just like I didn't even start feeling like I entered that sort of mental space till I was in my 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I just think there's no way around it.
But time will prove if she was right, though.
Well, think of it like this, I guess, is how much time do you spend thinking about other people? Besides, like, honestly, like, it's not that much.
Not a ton.
Not a ton. You have an opinion on someone, you flip it around. You know what I mean? Like, that's how much people are thinking about you. They're not putting that much thought to you.
I have to remind myself of that sometimes. I'll just sit there. I'm like, nobody's thinking about you right now.
Nobody.
I'll remind myself of that from time to time.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a...
Are you thinking about me?
What about you, Sage? What's that dog doing?
Show him my picture on your phone.
See if he reacts.
I don't feel like getting up, so just show him my picture.
Tell him I'm thinking about him.
Yeah, I think nobody's really thinking about you to begin with. We all just worry about that. And honestly, it's the I find the people that like I like the most are like the ones that like put themselves – like everybody loves a part. Like Joe Gatto, he don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? He's out there having fun partying and dancing and shit like that. I don't know. I love guys like
Ming
that.
Ming Chen, another one.
Ming Chen don't give a fuck. But
Ming Chen don't give a fuck about anybody else.
Right. Yeah,
but these are masters.
All that matters to him is like who am I going to take a selfie with next?
Right. Who's going to pay attention to me?
That matters that
Where's I going to get that next slice of pizza or free cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Now that comes at a cost, though.
Yeah, your soul.
Yeah, but aside from a master like him, I think you just got to get through your 20s like we all did, bud.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, she's saying it's affecting her mental health. So, I mean, I guess essentially you have to just say, I'm not going to allow it. I'm not going to allow it. Maybe don't hang around that person as much. Maybe don't enter social situations with them.
Well, it sounds like she wants to be more like that person.
Oh, you think?
Well, she's saying, like, how do I be like that person's not worried about what everybody's thinking about me, about them. She just bees her, is what I took from that. So I could be wrong, of course. I'm usually wrong. But he – yeah, I mean, look, I think if you're that – I think you should realize that everybody feels this way. Literally fucking everybody feels this way. And if it's affecting you that much, like, go to therapy. Go talk to someone about it.
You can even go online. Get a therapist.
Yeah. I think you should do that if it's that, because just I think what you're feeling is normal and everybody feels it.
Have you ever – you say you think it's normal. Have you ever had somebody that you cared about was in a bad relationship? Did you ever allow it to affect you so much that you're like resorting to writing to into a podcast to figure out how to not be affected by somebody else's relationship?
No, that's never really happened to me. Right. My friends start dating someone who's annoying, I just kind of just fucking distance myself. I'm like, hey, they'll break up eventually. I'll get my friend back.
Yeah, especially if you're backed by numerous other people, like she says.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're on to something. If everybody's like, look, this person's a jerk off, there's probably something there. So in time, it'll work itself out. And if this girl is like, look, I'm going to have relations with him and I don't care what you say, there's nothing you can do about that. Nor should you try.
Yeah. What do you got? Why do you even have a say in this?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what if he's really no good?
Oh, he's like a total piece of shit, and it's your friend.
Yeah, like there is a line, but I mean, if it's just he's annoying, or what was the word she used to describe him? He's no.
Let me see here.
Because, I mean, if it's just annoying, I mean, there's not much you can do about that. But if he's, you know, if it's detrimental to her welfare, mental or physical.
Well, again, like my friend, someone I considered my best friend, is having relations with a person that makes numerous people uncomfortable. And no matter how many people tell her, she won't listen. So you're probably, even if you're the best friend, you're probably not going to be able to change your mind.
Right. And also, like, there's a very loose definition. Like, what is she doing? If it's like she's got a fucking sick body and she's wearing a bikini at the pool in the summer, it's like, and everybody's like, I wish I was that hot. You know what I mean? Then it's just like, you know, we don't know what this girl's doing to earn this ire.
I don't know.
This is a male who sent this in.
No, this is a female who sent this in.
Okay, but her best friend's boyfriend is the problem, I thought.
Best friend's boyfriend is the problem.
Oh, I thought for some reason there was like a – but the same thing applies. Like she didn't say he was abusive. She said he's annoying.
Right.
So he could just be – I don't know. You know, that. What does that mean? It could be like he tells fart jokes.
He was abusive. Just said it makes people
uncomfortable.
He wears
a Trump fucking t-shirt around all the time. Like, you don't know what it means, so it's hard to say.
Yeah. I think though no matter what, like – it is really hard. If somebody has their mindset, it's very difficult to change it many times.
It's fucking possible.
In situations like this, like nearly impossible.
It's nearly impossible.
Because that person is like, look, they don't see in him what I see in him.
Yeah, I know. And also, like, the older you get, too, you're like, I think it's easier to disengage from it because you're like, I know I can't do anything. And I also know this is doomed because that guy's an asshole. You know what I mean? So I'll just
– it's just a matter of time.
A matter of time. I'll just go do
it. Just wait it out.
Yeah, wait it out.
But definitely, though, if I was her, though, make sure you don't forget to say I told you so, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely at the end.
You know what?
Fuck yes.
Write it now in an envelope and date it.
Yeah, mail it to yourself.
Yeah, and then when she gets fucked over, you could just give her that letter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a real friend would do.
Let's see what I got here. This is what I wanted to read last week, and we ran out of time. Piss Bandit taunts locals with urine bottles labeled HIV positive is California's number one menace. You believe this?
HIV positive piss. He's a comedian.
Is there
genius.
Such a thing?
Yeah, I know. There's a cure for HIV? Like, what is going on here?
It says, someone has been pissing off the rich of California. Every few days, a mysterious figure in a mask and latex gloves carries bottles of urine to an affluent neighborhood, carefully arranges them on a utility box, and then vanishes into the night. Known as the Piss Bandit, for the past 6 years, he's left his mark on Pasadena with soda bottles, juice cartons, and even gallon jugs filled to the brim with yellow liquid.
Years?
Years.
And they haven't caught this guy yet? I mean, this sounds like an easy
picture of it.
Oh, it's so fucking funny. Is it really urine?
It says urine. It says HIV positive on the bottles.
It looks like orange juice.
It really does.
Yeah.
Now,
why would they call that a bandit, though? He's leaving something. He's not taking anything.
The Piss Bandit sometimes strikes multiple times a week, with bottles appearing in the morning and disappearing by nightfall. And the bizarre behavior has been going on for so long that round rings have been etched into the paint of the utility box.
And it's always that same box.
Oh, they got a picture of him.
Yeah, he's like in some kind of hoodie.
They can't catch it. How could you not catch this guy?
How can you not catch the Piss Bandit?
Because he's not breaking any laws.
He's littering.
Oh, I don't know. Are you allowed to do that? Leave your piss around all over the place?
It's California.
Oh, that's true. That's a great point.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The festering rot that is San Francisco is spread through the state. Is that what you're saying, Walt?
Well, it says here, the city outfitted the box with a pointed metal cover in an attempt to stop the flow, but the bandit simply tore it off and left a fresh batch of bottles for their trouble.
So funny.
Okay, some are calling him the piss artist.
The piss artist, huh?
Yeah, so this main – yeah, I like that more so than a bandit.
Well, he's not putting it on private property.
No, he's putting it on public property, yep.
You know, he owns that just as much as any of us.
Says the
unhealthy looking color of urine.
It is very dark.
It's got sediment at the bottom.
Now, when you got dealing with some of your stones, does yours look all cloudy and mushroom colored like that?
It can get cloudy. Yeah.
Gidim says yes, could possibly get cloudy. Wow. If you want to hear about Gidim's piss.
His handwriting's awful.
I want to ask you an honest question. I want to get on mic. Let's say the Airport Plaza was dealing with a piss bandit on your rounds. All of a sudden, you just saw a couple bottles of urine labeled HIV positive. What's your go-to move?
Cameras.
Look. Tastes now, just like Natty Light.
Now, you think you would have... Or would you be allowed access to the cameras if you went over to Jill?
I'd set up my own. I got better cameras than this place does.
All right. So let's say you see somebody in a hoodie doing it. Would you call the cops or would you approach them on your own?
I'd observe and report.
Observe and report. And what would you say?
We have a gentleman leaving a biohazard in our hallway here. It's a danger to the public. And our cleaning crew.
What makes you think it's biohazard? That's the
It's cop's urine. Fault. It's
What it's makes a, you think it's urine?
It's labeled urine.
But we don't know. You don't know for certain if it's urine, do you?
If it's labeled urine, I'm gonna err on the side of caution and say
so
yes.
So you're telling me, sir, you're going to assume?
Yes.
You know what? When you assume, you make an ass out of both you and me.
Yeah. And someone wrote urine on it.
when you confirm it's fucking urine, asshole, then call us. Okay, Columbo? Otherwise, get fucking shambled back up to your office and shut the fuck up.
The Hazel police are not that.
If Walt were a cop.
Yeah. I don't care if you're having a fucking heart attack. You think you're having a heart attack. You don't know. So until you know. Stop clogging up my phone lines. I'm watching Columbo.
You know that's how it'd go down.
Verify the urine.
It says here that a filmmaker launched a month-long investigation into the culprit with his partner, filmmaker Derek Milton.
Oh, you know they're involved. They're trying to get a documentary.
So Blair Witch all over again.
Yeah. I'd look. The first people I'd look at are the filmmakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, here it says, and this might lean towards your assertion, Walt, here. The first video of their investigation gained more than 600,000 views on TikTok. To the filmmakers, the bandit isn't a disgusting vandal, but a vigilante artist, a Robin Hood figure who has made the town of Pasadena his Little John. His dedication to the craft is what intrigued us. Now, you're right. If it could be them doing it, and then like just shooting
around, trying to get views.
Yep.
That's what. Remember the clown on Staten Island that would appear.
Mm-hmm.
That turned out to be Fuzz on the Lens. Those guys who went on to make Terrifier and Scream. That was their stunt.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. They dressed up like the clown and like waited till it caught on, and then they did a thing where they discovered the clown or something like that. It turned out like it was something they were pulling the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Pretty brilliant.
Yeah. It worked.
I remember I was driving along Staten Island and I saw the clown and I got out and I was like, dude, I got to get a picture. And I got a picture with him. And the guy in the mask, I was a little – he should have stayed in character because he started going, oh, I love the show. And I'm like, oh, be the clown. Be the clown.
That shit's dangerous though, right? Because like everybody's not like you. There's some like wackos out there who's like, if I fucking shoot that clown, I'm going to fuck him up.
Yeah. Remember when there was that spate of clown sightings and they were beating them and stuff? Yeah. The neighborhood is an expensive oasis of expensive homes, swimming pools, and carefully manicured lawns. And people are like, I find it disgusting. Never did I consider it an art form in any way, shape, or form.
Could you rally a posse together of some of the Airport Plaza residents?
Yeah, who would you go to?
Two Rons.
The Irregulators.
Well, I go with Flo the Yarn Lady, because that way we can tie him up.
We'll use her as a plant. She'll walk up and down the fucking strip all seductively.
Oh, we'll get her in like
a
mini skirt and heels.
If I learned anything, it's better to have a man dress up as a woman and do that. It always works out better. Yeah,
you're right.
Does it really?
Yeah. Going in life. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Episode 7.
Kojak. Yeah. Ron too starts smoking cigars, so we get a smoke screen.
So, Kim, are you willing to put on the skirt and go out there and mince about seductively?
We got the Elvira dress still from a couple Halloweens ago.
I don't think the beard will work.
You're going to have to shave the beard.
I can't.
Really? Not even to fucking nab the piss bandit?
No. You know, it's more of a piss artist to me now.
This is how you make a name for yourself. Like, you could be the guy.
Now, why, in all honesty, why do you treasure that growth that's under your chin so much?
This is my grief beard.
I know, but at this point, though, you're seemingly it's for the betterment of your life. Don't you think you could just trim it and still keep the beard and have the grief?
I do trim it somewhat.
I mean, like close, like, you know, almost like a Burt Reynolds close.
Yeah, no, not yet.
Because you could look like Burt with not a little
yet.
Bit of help.
Not yet.
Not yet.
All right. A lot of liposuction.
I remember though, he said the same thing to me when I started growing out. Like, why don't you just shave it like nice and tight, like Chuck Norris? I remember was the example you gave me.
Yeah, you like if you halved it, would you feel uncomfortable with it?
If I halved it, so it's like right here.
Yeah.
No, that would still be okay.
Yeah. I want it because I like the look. I'm not suggesting at all. Like this is. I'm fairly talking to him. Like if you were like to put it here, it would still be a wonderfully long beard.
Sorry.
I mean, it's gonna sound strange, but it's
you.
Part of me likes to think that there's still a part of this beard that touched my cats last.
I see.
You know,
but I'm not saying shave it clean.
Yeah.
But I'm saying is there's. In my mind, there's still hair here that touched them last. You know, yeah, so I have it's like a little bit of a connection to me.
But even if you halved it, that's still the same.
It's still the
same. Not all. No, it just wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, that's just it's how I feel. It's like I still have a little bit of a connection to them.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
So is this then a lifelong commitment?
No. When I get over my grief, then I, you know.
The beard will go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I'd like to get more cats.
Oh, so when you get more cats, you think that's when you'll...
So if we allowed you to get a cat in the office, would you shave it?
I'd like it to be house a cat, but...
Okay, there's always a fucking caveat. Always a caveat.
Right. But you, Bri, would like... You think you'll keep this beard for this length beard for the rest of your life? Or do you think the day may come where you have it or something like that?
The day may come where I have it or something. Yeah, I just don't... I don't know. Like Mary Beth likes it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
How much will you sell it to Jimmy for?
Jimmy the hair guy? Yeah. If he had that and he gave me $2,000, yeah, I would do that. I don't know. Jimmy goes around to too many cons. I don't think he has hair money anymore.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Well, he's fucking getting married too. He's got to hold down a family. He can't be spending.
He can't be like, honey, hear me out.
Yeah.
Bryce says I can have half his beard.
Only 2 G's. It's a bargain of a lifetime.
How do you think that conversation goes?
As it should go.
What? Please tell me you're joking.
She's like, I can look past the Juggalo shit. Well, she's a Juggalo too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Did you see this, Walt? An excerpt. Oh, wait, sorry. It was false. They just put it up. There's this footage of Bigfoot.
New footage of Bigfoot?
New footage of Bigfoot.
But it's already been confirmed
to be. It's been debunked already.
Oh, wow.
We can't have any fun anymore. Everybody's got to debunk everything.
You're differing religious, cultural.
That was good. Quick footage.
That was what?
It was quick footage.
It says this is an excerpt from a video advertisement for Bigfoot Head Shop in Oklahoma. Man, I thought they fucking found him.
I don't think there's much advantage or to gain by people doing fake Bigfoot footage now, because I don't think you'll get a lot of views. Nobody cares anymore.
Nobody cares.
Nobody believes it.
Nobody believes it. Nobody cares. Stop wasting your time.
Yeah.
Go put some grease paint on and fucking walk around like a clown if you want to get fucking views and likes.
Pretty much.
That's definitely the way to go over Bigfoot.
Oh, there he is. I guess the thing I found out, because an interesting thing about all the AI and stuff like that, they're like within 5 years, you and you, either of us are going to be able to make movies on a computer, complete fucking movies on our computers, and they're going to look real.
I thought that the strike put that on hold. No one's allowed to do that.
From the movie studios to do that. You, me, we can do whatever.
They won't allow us to do it either, then.
No, of course. They got no say in the matter.
Oh, they'll come down. They'll figure out a way that they'll make it illegal for private citizens to make movies, AI movies. I'm telling you.
How? Under what law? Like, that's the silliest thing.
You ever hear of cha-ching?
Sure. Yeah, but who's cha-ching? Like, who's money?
They'll pay off the software people.
Dude, no way. I mean, we can go with that if you want, but no fucking way. It's out of the bag.
That genie, they'll never let that genie fully out of the bottle.
You are wrong. That genie is a bottle.
It'll always look like
shit.
It'll always look like shit. It'll never look like a real movie.
My friend made this in less than 5 minutes. We were talking about a witch thing the other day, and he texted me 10 minutes later, and and for the guys at home, it's like a shot.
Oh, that looks good.
That's
a still photograph.
It's not. She's moving.
She's moving.
Her hair's blown. Her eyes are opening.
You know how they do that, right, with the software, though?
But the point is that this is what he's doing in 5 minutes while he's paying attention to me on the phone. Like,
right.
I'm talking to people at Warner Brothers who are like, we're all fucked. Because like, anybody can make anything at this. Within 5 years, we're all going to have the ability to make anything we
need. It'll be illegal because you don't own that image of that witch, because that was pulled from the internet.
It doesn't.
Everybody's photos will now be illegal to use.
Doesn't AI put a spin on it, though? Like, it's not really the same photo?
Yeah, and all you'll get is people being like, no, I consent to AI to use it. I'll draw a witch. Here, use it. And it's like,
what's more powerful than Hollywood? I mean, what industry is more powerful than
Hollywood? Why do you think Hollywood's powerful? They're floundering. They're falling apart now. They got nothing. I'm telling you. They're all running for fucking cover, man. They're all panicking.
Because of some software that people will make their
– Dude, it's not – you can't – there are shots now that you can make that 5 years ago would have cost Industrial Light and Magic over $500,000 to make, that you could make in zero time on your computer. It's done. It's cooked.
Really?
Cooked.
Are you calling Hollywood dead in 10 years?
I think if they don't, they're going to have to learn how to monetize that. Yeah, but they're fucked.
But you already know that the special effects industry, the writers, the actors will band together.
Yeah, but
the most powerful unions on the planet
from doing it.
They'll find a way.
Any more than they could stop us from buying a camera and making a movie in it with a camera.
Do you remember something called the car that ran on water?
Dude, the technology is already here. Nobody's driving around.
Technology that an engine that could run on water, and they killed that.
Right, but you know what the problem with the car that runs on water is? Is you, if that makes cars so available that anybody can fuel it with water, you still need oil to grease the gears. You still need oil to like make the parts. Like it ups. It's the water powered car is not the silver bullet that kills everything. It makes things worse because it actually makes a higher demand for oil than was before. Because now there's so many more cars. Everybody's got a car that runs on water.
Why are there so many more cars?
Because what's the barrier? Like, what's the barrier to cars? Like having to pay for fuel and shit like that.
So right now you think there's people who don't own cars because they can't afford the gas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Or have no access to gas.
But I imagine the water cars,
yeah,
for short, will probably be cost prohibitive at first until, you know, they get the cost down on the manufacturing.
Sure, but what does that mean? We're talking about a long timeline. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just see these industries when like major, major change is on the precipice.
The precipice?
Precipice. somebody finds a way.
Rules and regulations come into play.
Yep. And all those advancements all of a sudden are forgotten about. And remember that video that Q showed us? Oh, no, I don't remember it.
Look, Genim just made this cartoon right here.
That looks like shit.
Right. I know it looks like shit because we're in the shit period of it. But, like, the fact that he made an animation while we were talking is the sign.
Right.
It's going to be – not to say – like, look, people are still going to make shit. And studios will have access to Batman, and they can make the Batman movie. But, like, you know, somebody else is going to be like, all right, well,
somebody at home is going to make a Batman movie.
Or they're going to make a superhero movie. And we're all going to be like, fuck, there's no rules? Like, you can make whatever the fuck you want, and you don't have to take studio notes? Like, Nolan. Not that he probably gets notes anymore, but, like, if he has the power to just make the movie by himself on his computer and not deal with notes and get to do the purest vision of what he wants out, why wouldn't he do it? And sell it directly. $2. You can watch my new superhero movie.
$2.
That's where we're headed.
That's a bargain, man.
That's a bargain for BQ's super movie.
Even better, Christopher Nolan's superhero movie. Yeah, it's like it's a matter of time. It's not even like
will within you be 5 years.
Oh, within 10 years, this whole thing's going to be blown open, and the technology is going to be insane.
You buy that?
I think so. I mean, it's. Already, it's like since the AI was introduced on a larger scale, like ChatGPT and stuff, it's blossomed.
Like what we're seeing right here looks like the very first photograph, and yeah. If you put it up against what Hollywood,
like
is
Edison
today,
and his cat's boxing or something,
yeah, it's so crude. It's
that's
so
because
primitive.
You're looking at the early version of it.
Right, I don't
10
know.
Years
if,
from
I don't
now.
Know if 10 years is enough time.
Dude, I think 3 years is enough time. I'm being 10 just to cut a hedge of my bets. This thing is learning every fucking keystroke. It is learning more and more and more and more.
And you advocate for that, though, as somebody who works in the industry.
I mean, look, when the bullet's coming your way, you can fucking advocate it for it or not. It's going to blow you away. It's going to come down to like – it's going to come down to talent making the best thing. I don't even know if it's necessarily a bad thing. Like, why not?
It's just
because it'll put a lot of people out of work.
That's the nature of technology, right?
That's what the Industrial Revolution did. That's what computers are doing. I drove here. I go through fucking – I used to drive through 5 toll booths. I drive through 0 now.
Right. But look at – but haven't we learned the lessons from the past though? It's like if you eliminate everyone's job, we're fucked. The society is –
well, we're not talking about everybody's job. You're talking about the people that brought you – name the movie that you don't like. What did you say about Star Wars before? Like,
oh yeah, but you got to lump them in with the guys who used to bring your bowling ball back to you.
No, you don't, because
when you're bowling now you
pin
have,
monkey.
Yeah, now you have an automated system that rolls the ball back to you.
I'm talking about my job here. Like, I'm going to get fucked. Job. I don't want to be lost either. But like,
that's why you got to fight it, man.
There's no fight.
Don't lie and lay down.
I don't think there's fight. I will. I'll make another season of Jokers. Here it's my fucking swing. You know what I mean? It's just the writing. I'm like, it's all anybody's talking about out there. And everybody does what I just did to you. Pull out the phone. Look what they're making right now. Look. And everybody's panicked.
Really?
Yeah. Panicked.
Wow. I mean, I they would know more than I would about it, but I still feel that the movers and the shakers, the people that you don't even know about, if the right people will squash this.
I mean, look, they're going to still have the money to promote in a way that regular people aren't going to do. They're going to still have distribution methods that regular people won't have. But even that, I think, is just because all somebody's got to do is make a hit movie by themselves and for people to be like, this is fucking awesome. Watch this. What's supposed to happen to South Park? Watch this. You know, right? Every South Park spread. Once there's a critical mass with that and people are trained – to start taking shit like this seriously and it's good.
What about directors? What about
– they're directing the movie.
No, but like, you know, you're the directors that we grew up with, the directors who, you know, don't have
– I don't know.
Like they have to make the software so cost prohibitive that the common man can't
– but why?
To save the fucking universe.
What universe?
The universe that – or else nobody will be able to do anything if we're going to allow computers to do everything.
But I'll tell you what, like if I went to the movies, yeah. It wouldn't matter to me if it was an AI-written script or a human-written script as long as I liked the movie. Like, that just wouldn't bother me either way.
No, but that's the mindset that allows us to ship all our jobs overseas or to, you know, just bring automation in. And then we have stuck with people that are like, well, what about me? You know, okay, right. You got your fucking movie you like, but now I can't eat. You happy?
Go to the movies. Get some popcorn. Come see the movies.
I don't have a job.
Oh, shit. Well, does your car run on water?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I don't love it. I don't love the idea of people being replaced by computers. You know, it's pretty horrific. And what Ginnam's typing right now looks like something out of my nightmares. it's just a matter of time before the technology's perfect. Perfect.
Or maybe the or somebody has to, like, go in and sabotage it all, put a virus in. And just, like, wipe out this technology.
I guess. I mean,
there have to be an unbelievable number of companies working on it. You can't sabotage them all.
Well, you got to make it – you got to fucking make it – to make their lives miserable so they can't, you know, they make regulations. Regulate.
Government. That's what we need.
Sorry,
we need more of it.
There's been another school shooting. Fucking – I'm trying to work on the AI issue here. Spielberg might not be able to make a fucking movie next year if we don't do this. Well, 12 kids are dead. What did I just tell you?
You regulate them out the ass.
Yeah.
So they're like, fuck it. It's not worth working on this software.
Yeah. They're like, because either you guys could either make a War of the Undead movie on a computer, or we could all go watch fucking Mobius or whatever the fuck the studio wants to shit into our mouths. Like, why is that better? Look, man, I'm talking about my job. I'm not loving it, man. I'm finally getting some progress in my career, man. I don't like that I'm going to be supplemented by a computer. I hate it.
But on Jokers, you could. I mean, like, they couldn't AI you guys. They wouldn't AI the punishments.
It'll come to a point, though.
Yeah, you don't.
Accused too loud? He's too much of a problem?
There's Joe Rogan podcast.
Take me out.
Yeah. What's
there's that? Joe Rogan podcast that he didn't make. That you just
they just use his voice.
Computer generated podcast like that. The things you like about certain Joe Rogan episodes, and they create one, and you can't tell it's his voice and everything.
Huh?
I read that online somewhere.
It's not great. That's like damaging for humanity. You can't believe anything. That's I think going to be the bigger problem. Not whether a fucking screenwriter is out of work. Like, you're not going to be able to believe anything.
I mean, you see it now with like all the Trump stuff and the Hillary Clinton stuff. Like, I see stuff on Twitter all the time, AI, where I'm like. Like, I know it's not real, but I'm like, it sure looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, man, they're going to have to go after hard these software companies that are making these strides and make it very difficult for them to continue with these advancements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to go back. We got to take 10 steps back before we could take 2 steps forward.
Okay. I just want to see Walt on C-SPAN.
Luddite emerges from cave. From windowless cave.
Call the GST Town General Store.
Oh, it's scary.
It's a scary world.
It's fucking scary, man. It is out there.
Yeah, like these kind of – we're looking at some Trump stuff right now. A lot of cats for some reason with the – did you put Trump in cats?
No, I downloaded these ones.
This is just Trump saving kittens.
Trump saving kittens and ducks.
And a duck. But somebody will believe it. Somebody will believe it.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah. Holy fuck. He brought a cat up there on fucking stage with him.
Yeah.
It's not great. It's not great. But they said – but I heard Facebook is like – you're just going to be able to start making short films in Facebook in the next like 2-3 years. It's nuts. It's crazy. It's scary.
Yeah, you don't know what it holds. It becomes like, I mean, we say it all the time, but – or not, we don't say it all the time, but it's been said in the past, like Terminator 2, you know, like machines becoming self-aware. And it's like, it doesn't – to me, I would like, I believe it. I believe a machine could become self-aware.
Why not?
Yeah.
But we used to like scream, you know, and pound our – raise our fist and be like, buy American. One day we're going to be like
– buy human?
Buy human-produced content.
Oh, humans versus the robots.
You know, the lines will be drawn. It'll be another division, another divisive thing as you're like, you know, like you turn your nose up at somebody who – devours content computer generated.
Right.
You know, it's just another reason to divide us.
Well, the fucking problem is going to be the computer's going to spit out like an awesome shot of like Darth Vader fighting like in a TIE fighter jumping out of it, landing on a planet, like slicing bitches to shit with fucking laser swords and killing rebels and stuff like that. And then humans will be like, what if the Jedi was a female? How do you guys feel about that? And we'll be like, well, okay, what else you got? No, that's the thrust. It's a, you know, and then everybody's going to be like, well, can I just watch Darth Vader slice up people over there? Because that seems way more fun.
No.
Yeah. It's scary.
Oh, man, you're bringing us down, Q.
I'm sorry.
God. He's dropping truth bombs all over the place.
Well, I mean, look, always remember that, like, I'm repeating what I heard from other people who work in Hollywood.
You got the skinny, though.
I do feel I have the skinny on this because you have to see the look of fear on the faces. Yeah, people are fucking nervous. And I get it. I totally get it.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? We allowed it to happen to the musicians, you know?
Yeah.
We took away their ability to make money producing new music.
Yeah.
Hollywood didn't fucking stand up for the fucking rock stars.
Yeah.
They fucking just sat there.
Collecting their money.
Never happened to us.
Yeah.
Well, the chickens have come
I said
home
nothing
to
when they came for the Jews.
You know, nobody wanted to fucking get. I was the only one. If you look back at, like, history will prove I was on the right side of history. Remember, early on in TSD, I was like, it's bullshit that you could just take music from people, musicians.
Yeah, the EMP3, right?
I took
that
a fucking blow up beating, you know, and I fucking changed my total fucking personality because of that. My on-air personality.
Mom, why is Dad acting so weird? Free music? I don't know.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
Oh, man. Let's see, what else do I got here?
What's Sage being for Halloween?
It's something called Mommy Long Legs. It's from a cartoon she watches, or like a CGI-type cartoon.
Oh, called, no.
Yeah, I know.
They got her, too?
They got her already, yep. called Poppy's Playhouse. And it's like, it's the one character in the whole show where they don't have a fucking costume at Spirit of Halloween.
So you had to make it?
So, not me. Mary Beth is going to make it. Yeah, she's making it right now. So, yeah, she doesn't really like trick-or-treating, though. That's why I don't understand why she wants to get dressed up. Because she gets dressed up, she goes to Pam's house, that's it. She doesn't like trick-or-treating. She doesn't eat candy.
Yeah.
So, kind of pointless.
I have two people in my house going out trick-or-treating this year for Halloween.
Oh, yeah?
Alicia is going to be going out for Halloween for the first time in many years and taking Teddy. Our dog as Mario, some sort of Mario character.
That's fun.
Oh, really?
Like, how the hell do you know Mario? Like, I can't believe that, like, she's even aware of Mario. I thought Mario was like...
He just had that hit movie. I mean, it was like the biggest movie in the world. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that shit was over, man. I was like, I thought Mario was like...
That movie just... Chris Pratt did like the voice
Bugs
of Mario.
Shit.
I took a lot of shit for calling him Mario. Evidently, it's Mario.
Mario?
That's... Yeah. Mary Beth is like, Mario. Like, yeah, isn't that his name? It's Mario. All right. Yeah, we don't get any trick-or-treaters at Halloween. It kind of sucks. That's why I like to go to Pam's house because the houses are closer together. So if people actually go there.
You don't have a sidewalk, right?
I don't have a sidewalk. Yeah. No, it's like nobody's coming to my house.
Same thing on my street. There's no sidewalk. No sidewalk, so you never get anybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But my wife continues to buy 2 big giant bags of candy, fill them up.
He's getting hungry.
We usually put the bowl on the porch so people can just take it and don't ring the doorbell and bother the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But usually nobody.
Do you want you don't watch them on the ring?
The bowl never.
Never diminishes?
Never diminishes, no.
Yeah, well, usually when, like, my mother will do the same thing. She'll buy, like, huge bags of candy, fill up this big bowl, and then, like, 3 people come. So, like, when the kids come, I'm just like, take as much as you – I'm not kidding. When I say take as much as you want, take as much as you want. You want the whole fucking bowl? Take it.
The bowl.
Yeah, leave the bowl.
Yeah, you've – many years you've gone out. You've done the New York City parade.
Yeah, right? I love it.
Are you doing a Halloween parade this year?
I was supposed to have a float in the parade this year.
Your own float?
My own float.
What the fuck?
I know. What's going on over here?
No, anybody can do it. You just got to pay. And then And I got cast
talk
in something.
Talk about fucking disposable income. You know what I have I this year?
Yeah.
My own personal float.
Right.
Well, no. What you do is you invite people on and you'd be like, hey, if you want to come on the float, it's $50 or $100 and pay for it. Unfortunately, I had to tell you this too. I'm going to be out in California for Halloween this year. I got cast in something I got to go do.
Really?
Small. Not even worth.
Not even worth mentioning?
Not even worth mentioning. No. Oh. But,
So you'd be spending Halloween out on the West Coast?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I would have been on that goddamn float.
Yeah.
You should go as the Piss Bandit.
Oh, shit! Oh, that is awesome, man.
Only the West Coast would get it.
Yeah. Oh, man, you might be right.
And they don't have that at Spirit Halloween.
Oh, they fucking not yet.
Piss Bandit. They do have those Spirit Halloween, like the fake costumes. I'll bet you BS Jack can make a Piss Bandit fake costume for Spirit of Halloween. That'd be pretty easy.
Yeah, I could do that. I don't even know what I'm doing. I think when we were out in LA for Halloween, I never remember anything going on. Like there's parties that I'll never get invited to here or there.
Yeah. Well, West Hollywood has a huge parade.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. It's like so huge that it's hard to get into the actual area.
Oh.
Or at least when I lived there, which was Christ going
on. It wouldn't make sense. Heavy gay area. 15. Those guys, they love to party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe that. I don't know.
You doing anything or nah?
Halloween?
Yeah.
Nah.
Sitting around. I wish I had a party to go to.
Yeah. Sorry about the parade.
Yeah. What can you do, man?
Throw your own party. Party.
I should, but who would come?
Not me.
Not you. Q's out in West Coast.
I'm in California.
Get him with gum.
Would you come get him?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Lots of candy.
Oh, you're going to have some candy in Natty, I think. You're just not going to get by. You're not going to get in the cum with just candy.
Fill up his pillowcase with natties.
Yeah. No costumes we shouldn't wear? Nothing? No guidance for us on what?
Well, we have our Halloween episode. When are you going? Because that really is going to factor in.
No. I think I'm like flying out like the day before Halloween or something like that. Yeah.
We're really trying to – I'm fucking busting my ass to get this Halloween episode fucking coordinated, with a special guest. And it's been difficult. So we might have to go to plan B. But we'll wait till the 0 hour before pulling the plug on the original idea.
Yeah.
But I don't want to wait too long if you're out of town, though.
Well, like I said, I think I fly out like October 30th. Right. So, yeah. And that might change anyway.
We got a couple weeks at least, I think. At least 2 weeks, right? Today's only the 10th, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we got time. Yeah. And then, and even then, like originally we were supposed to shoot on the 7th of November. Then it was moved to November 1st. So it might get moved. Who knows? So I might end up being home, but I just can't lay out for the float.
I almost forgot to ask you, but I want to ask you this for weeks. Do you still have that motorized thing that you used to ride on? Like,
oh, the scooter thing?
The Segway thing?
Yeah.
Gideon wants to know if he could borrow that for his rounds.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bring it.
Awesome.
What's the weight limit on that?
It would cut his time in half.
Well, here's the thing. Is that the only exercise this motherfucker's getting? Because I don't want to take it. I'm not giving it to him if that's it.
It is the only exercise.
Then no, I'm not giving it to him. We'll be using it to go from the couch to the desk.
To be honest with you, I would be afraid for his safety. He's not the most nimble person.
He's not?
No, and I would be afraid he would injure. Come on. Dude, you can barely walk. Now, you think you're going to get a Segway? And you're going to be able to maintain your balance, you think?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on one before?
Yeah, at the studio, at the store.
At the store?
Oh, that was a long time ago and about fucking – I don't know how many pounds lighter you were back then.
If I brought it, he'd have to sign a waiver. Yeah, I'd have to be totally not responsible.
Oh, I don't think, how would you be responsible?
Dude, I don't know. But I want it in paper saying he knows that. So when he cracks his head open. No, if that's the only exercise he gets, I can't give it to him. No? This guy.
Okay.
No. Look at him. You need to get out there and walk.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I gotta do something with that thing though.
Have you used it?
I charged it over the summer and I like went around my yard with it and I was like, all right, what am I gonna do now? Sell this thing.
Yeah.
Well, no ads this week, huh?
It's my gift to the listeners.
Wow!
And my finger.
Let's give it up for Brian Johnson. Yeah. Yeah.
And my finger, double middle fingers to Reddit. I want to hear some positive shit.
gifting to the listeners.
Giving back.
Yes.
Check us out next week when we have 8 commercials.
They're not going to say anything positive.
No, they won't.
And you can't go. I don't know why this is hard. You're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to be told what they're saying. Has he still been doing that?
No, again, he doesn't tell me anything. All right. Yeah, even Rupert has cooled on that.
All right, good. Is life better?
No. Because I don't really care what Reddit says. Like, it doesn't really bother me. Because we were just talking about it the other day, and there's somebody was on there being like, I haven't listened in 8 years, and I can't stand them.
8 years?
Yeah, it's just like.
Not even the same person I was 8 years ago.
Yeah, I know. So it's like that kind of shit where I'm like, I think some of these people just don't listen, but they just don't like me or you or Walt or all three of us for whatever reason.
If you hadn't listened to a podcast in 8 years, why would you go to their?
That was the question, yeah.
That is a weird one.
Mm-hmm. You can't believe some of the shit they've been saying about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, past that.
I'll play fiddle.
I really couldn't even defend it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about how you're a typical New Yorker rooting for the Mets when everybody knew you're a Yankee fan.
But I'm rooting for the Yankees, too.
You can't do that.
Sure you can.
You can't root for both teams.
As long as it comes to the Subway Series.
Hedging your bets.
No, if it comes to the Subway Series, I'm for the Yankees.
Yeah, but you have to be a hater of the New York Mets.
New York. I mean, I like New York.
This is like what bothers me on Sunday, Jeff. He roots for the Giants and the Jets. And I'm like, fuckwit. You can't fucking root for both. It's just not right.
I mean, you can.
It's not the way it works.
Why?
Because you have to hate that other team.
But why?
That's just the way it's always been. Yeah. Either you're for one team or the other. You can't be for both because then it's called the safety net. Oh, if one of my 17 teams doesn't win, well, then I still have 16 others to root for.
What's wrong with a safety net?
Because you're supposed to.
It's not like I'm like Arizona.
Go through the fucking misery and the pain. If you never go through the misery and the pain, then you can't fucking rejoice when they finally win.
Dude, I'm a fucking Yankees fan. Like, what pain am I going through? Like, there's no pain. There's no pain to feel except, oh, we didn't win.
That's why people can't stand it, though, that you're like, now then you're a Yankee fan, and yet you're also a Mets fan that once every 30 years when they're good.
Wow. I was talking about the Mets last year, and they were not good last year. And they weren't good at the start of the season.
No?
No. They were fucking – they were shit in the bed the start
of
the season.
So you're telling me you're going to continue to root for the Mets?
Absolutely. Up until the point that it becomes a Subway Series, then
you'll put your Yankee hat on exclusively, and you'll actively root against the Mets and wish for their downfall.
Then I will, yeah. Yeah. But until then
– I don't know if that's good enough.
For who?
These are the unwritten rules of sports. And if you don't follow them, you will get fucking called out.
Okay. That's the thing on Reddit. If I don't go, I don't care.
You also got called out because I think you pronounced somebody's name as Alonzo versus Alfonso or the other way around. There was some player.
Yeah, Pete. Yeah, sure. I could see that.
Yeah, they got on you for that. Okay. But somebody got on me for like mispronouncing neuropathy, I guess. But I don't remember saying it. Well, I don't remember the context. And I was like, I just would like to meet this guy. I would like to be like, I want to see you on mic for 15 fucking years and not mispronounce a word, you fucking piece of shit.
Well, to that I would be like, dude, half of my time on this podcast is spent making fun of me and the way I talk and what a mush mouth I am. So if now I mispronounce things. Now you're like, oh, he's a long jerk.
Yeah, he's so stupid.
Yeah,
I'm smart.
I mean,
you got me, guys. You got everybody on who said that about me. You got
the
me.
P word.
A pussy?
No worse.
Poser.
Poser was bandied about.
Okay, fine. I'm a poser.
I know. In what way? Again, because you root for two teams.
Yeah,
it's not the way you fucking do it in this world. It's one or the other. Not you can't have both. You can't have your cake and eat it.
Here's getting pulled up Reddit. So love listening to Cuban. Then they know about baseball and Pete Alonzo. Isn't Cuban always hopping on the Mets player and sits in it? He's a New Yorker. They always do this shit.
Front running losers who hedge their bets when it comes time for the playoffs. That's what Walt just said.
Yeah.
Staten Island is a part of New York City.
People are just like – because at the end of the day, you're going to have something to be happy about.
What a horrible thing. What a horrible thing. Oh, no. Oh, no. I have something to be happy about. What a goddamn problem that adults playing a game has made me happy.
And Reddit doesn't like it.
Reddit does not like it. What a shame. God forbid.
They don't want to see, like, you be able to have this safety net of happiness, though. You could, like, or you could be excited. Like, you know, it's just not right. It's cruel.
What's worse, what Q's doing?
In their face.
Again, why do you keep pulling this stuff up? I've told you I don't want to see it. Like, I don't want it in my life. So, like, why are you pulling it up?
I think he took his cue because ironically, he took his cue from me talking about it.
Yeah.
I only brought it up because I know – because it's so fucking absolutely ridiculous that someone's mad about that. I mean, they are really – when they are complaining about that, then you know you're doing okay, though.
Yeah, they've run out of other shit to complain about.
If that's the worst they can say about you, yeah, then you're doing fine then.
It's like, look, here's what happened.
You don't have to explain it, Q.
We shot at Citi Field a few times. Mm-hmm. I got to know the players, some of the players. Got to know some of the crew that works there, some of the staff that goes there. They invited me to games. What am I going to go? Being like, huh, I'm here, but I'm a Yankee fan. Like, fuck you. No, it's like.
Well, to be fair, Q, yeah. I was on a TV show once too. A lot of people forget. But and if they were like, hey, the Rangers want to do a segment with you and they want you to come out and, you know, you got to, you know, put on a hat, I'd be like, no.
Right.
Fuck off.
But you don't like the Rangers.
No.
Well, that's the thing. Like, my dad was a Mets fan when I was growing up. Like there's Mets fans in my family.
So it's okay.
I went.
You'd feel it
before
like
I started
your
buying.
Dad if you...
No, I don't think he'd give a fuck. But like before I started buying, like
my son.
How could you? But like before, like Sal and I were buying like season ticket packages to the Yankees in the like 90s and 2000s. I had all my games growing up were Mets games because my dad would bring me to Mets games. So it wasn't until high school that I was like started going to more Yankee games when I started like going on my own.
Wasn't that kind of just a coincidence? I'm sure that is when they're fucking
no, it was before
winning their all those championships again with
it
Jeter.
It was before and... that. It was Mattingly who got me into the Yankees.
Oh, really?
And
the hitman, huh?
The hitman. So I liked Mattingly, and then that team, and then Mattingly left the team, and then that's when they started winning all the things. So what am I supposed to do?
Bernie Williams.
Yeah.
Paul O'Neill.
Paul O'Neill is my favorite ball player of all time. I love Paul O'Neill. But like,
you don't think it hurts him a little bit to see you on TV wearing that Mets hat, Paul? If Paulie could see that?
I don't think so. I don't think Paul has.
He's just sitting in his mansion.
Yeah.
You know, he turns on the TV and he just sees, he just comes across you.
Whooping it up with Mr. Matt.
Dude, it's fucking BQ chumming it up with Mr. Matt. Fuck.
Yogi Berra himself went to the Mets.
So are you saying this?
So you're telling me that it's good enough for Yogi. It's not good enough for Q to sit in the stand and eat a free hot dog.
So are you trying to tell me that you think this is just a fan mentality? This says that the players themselves don't really hate each other and
well, considering they go to whatever team pays them the most, I would say no. It's probably not. No, but look, it's sports, so I understand the shenanigans that they're doing and saying, right. And it's like whatever. But like, who gives a fuck?
People do.
Well, as long as if it comes down to the wire, I pick a side. And I'm publicly saying that if it's a Subway Series, I go for the Yankees, then what's the problem? I can't just be happy.
You can't just enjoy baseball.
No. I can't just go to baseball.
No.
Citi Field rolls out the red carpet for me. Yankee Stadium does not do that. Yankee Stadium, I'm waiting in line. With the rest of the fucking normies, you understand?
So your loyalty can be purchased.
Without a doubt. I'm sorry if anybody else had that opinion of me that it wasn't. Yes, I go where I'm wanted. I'll always go where I'm wanted. And the Mets, they treat me really, really fucking good. So between that and the connection I had when I was a kid, I feel in my heart of hearts that I could look at myself in the mirror and be like, yeah, I'm a New York fan. But if it comes down to the wire.
All right. And if you could sleep
yeah.
at night knowing that there's a certain segment of the ants
yeah.
who are really upset and turned off and have yeah. come close to disowning you.
Yeah. It's gotten that serious.
And if you could live with that, then I guess then everything's
– I'm comfortable living with
kosher
that.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay. All
for right. the same reason, because like I'm not a basketball fan, and I think like I gotta start watching basketball. And I'm like, all the people that I know in basketball, the players are on the Lakers.
Okay.
So to me, I'm like, well, my friends.
Why do you have to start watching basketball?
Because I've made friends with some of these players.
Oh.
So I'm like, now I'm like, well, I want to watch.
Wait a minute, you're friends with fucking LeBron James?
No.
No. You're friends with Little Brony or Brony?
No, never met those guys. Never met those guys.
Who's on the Lakers? Who else is on the Lakers?
Anthony Davis.
Still on the team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's considered.
Has he's not introduced you to LeBron? King James?
He met me to a few others, but LeBron, no. No.
Really?
Yeah. So what am I going to do? Like, I don't know anybody on the Knicks, but if the Knicks want to give me courtside seats, we could start debating this right now on where I stand. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't know. I understand. I guess people need something to say, but worrying
you know
about what team.
They want you to bleed when you get cut. They want you to bleed pinstripes.
If it's a Subway Series and the Mets win, I'll be bumped. Is that not enough?
Nope.
Because we both know you won't be. You'll be bummed for like a second. You'll look over at a stack of money and you'll be like,
Well, if the Mets win and they throw a big party celebrating it, what am I not going to go and fucking celebrate? Like, yeah. This is who I am.
You got to accept it.
Yeah. If you don't like it, I don't have to tell you. At least I have my reasons.
And you still have your dignity.
Yeah. Sure.
Why not? Steve Dave.